Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, May 8th, 2020. And so quickly, here's what I found. Just, you know, I mean, I don't understand how this is happening. I really don't. Cursory investigation. Anybody can find this. So I went looking. How much is the Imperial College London actually subsidized by the Gates Foundation? Well, curiously, you know, Neil Ferguson did what he did, and the bombshell report came out in March, and it was right around the exact moment that Fauci announced the Moderna NIAID RNA vaccine human trials. They skipped right over the animal models. Those are going to be interspersed. Remember when Fauci said that? They're going to be interspersed. My God in heaven, the people who have, you know, participated in this trial. They're, by the way, one of the other things that I mentioned, you know, we have all of these RNA vaccine candidates floating around now in the 100-plus candidates in the race to create a COVID-19 vaccine. Do you know how many RNA vaccines have ever been successfully brought to market? The answer is zero. Currently, there are no RNA vaccines approved for human use. So that's a fun little data point. Now we're going to rush to try to do something that has been in the works for more than, well, close to, what is it? It's around two decades now. More than a decade with concerted fervor, we've been trying to do this, and guess what? You know, it's just immune enhancement is always a problem. You know, going back to the 1960s, works great in the lab. You know, great in theory, not so great in practice. Those movies that you see, Contagion, Outbreak, etc., it liquefied the organs and so forth, turned the body against itself. That's what the virus did. No, that's what the vaccine did, or that's what the virus did as a result of the vaccine. That's what happens with our, that's what you see in the animal models, as Fauci said. You know, you can get a good feel for that in animal models. Yeah. When things go horribly wrong. So, Neil Ferguson's model, Imperial College London, March 17 was the bombshell New York Times headline. And what was the headline? It was Behind the Virus Report That Jarred the U.S. and U.K. into Action, or to action. The article subheading was, it wasn't so much the numbers themselves, frightening though they were, as who reported them. Imperial College London. Dun, dun, dun. Because this is the go-to outlet forever, and Neil Ferguson is the go-to guy, except now that he's disgraced himself, violating his own, you know, social distancing and lockdown measures. Obviously, they're not, you know, it's not that serious. If it were, he'd be concerned. Or maybe he's just completely, you know, he's a psychopathic narcissist. Could be both. So the same day this headline runs is the same day, you know, that the big model is published that's based on worthless code. It's based on nothing because that's been vetted now and it's proven a sham. You know, the revised code that Microsoft helped revise for more than a month, people been working on. So now we have a derivative, supposedly, that's floated out into the GitHub ecosphere. It's been looked at, reviewed by folks who know. I have no idea. I'm not a C coder. So I haven't even bothered to look at it. But people who know have, you know, I mean, it's getting cannibalized when anybody who writes C code looks at it. It's horrible. It's embarrassing. It's so bad. And that's the revised code. That's what was worked on, apparently, for over a month. And so people have still been asking for over a week now, can we get the original code? Can we see the original code? And as some folks have commented, that might take some kind of lawful action. And I think that should happen immediately based on what's been going on. And you look back in history and you see what's been going on with this stuff. I think I'll read some of that, in fact. I'll get to that. It's outrageous that anyone ever listened to this guy. So why are we still following guidelines implemented primarily as a result of the fear-mongering from the Imperial College London model, that New York Times headline, and all of the propaganda that went along with it, the momentum. Now an entirely discredited model, along with its alleged progenitor, Neil Professor Lockdown Ferguson. Why are we still doing that? So the same day that story rolled out and the model, you know, rolled out, was the same day that Fauci announced human trials in Seattle for an RNA vaccine. Again, there are no RNA vaccines that are approved for human use. Zero. So now we're just going to rush something to market since we've never been able to do it before. That sounds smart. You know, in what I wrote, I mentioned that, you know, Paul Offit said when Dr. Fauci said 12 to 18 months, I thought that was ridiculously optimistic, he told CNN. And he also said, and I'm sure he did too, Fauci, thought it was ridiculously optimistic. These people don't care. Fauci doesn't care about you. Bill Gates doesn't care about you. For a new coronavirus vaccine to be available for large populations, I would say it's a matter of 2 years minimum, Dr. Stanley Plotkin said. I guess he's not familiar with how RNA vaccines work, right? He's only been working with vaccines for 70 years. Otez said, I understand the importance of accelerating timelines for vaccines in general, but from everything I know, this is not the vaccine to be doing it with. For the guy who wrote, vaccines did not cause Rachel's autism, to say that, I wouldn't, you know, that's like Charlie Sheen saying, I wouldn't take whatchamacallit. You know, it's the devil's aspirin. So anyway, the same day that all happened was the same day that Alex Azar invoked the PrEP Act. What does that mean? Well, it's not good. It indemnifies everybody. You know, PrEP Act defines, you know, it grants immunity to manufacturers, suppliers, distributors, and healthcare providers of authorized use qualifying products, et cetera, et cetera. Defines manufacturers and distributors broadly to include suppliers, licensors, private label or own label distributors, brokers, warehouse, wholesale drug traders, retail pharmacies, and carriers, among others. And that's not all. For a limited time, act now. Seriously, that's not all. The PrEP Act, the PrEP Declaration also extends immunity to quote unquote qualified persons, such as licensed healthcare professionals or other individual authorized, prescribed, administer, or dispense qualifying products. So this all happened on the same day. I'm sure it's a coincidence, right? Neil Ferguson is the go-to guy. Imperial College is the go-to, you know, outlet that is the reputable, credible place, except it's not. Not only because Neil Ferguson is a disgrace, embarrassment, John Fund's National Review article, John Fund quoted Elon Musk. Musk called Ferguson an utter tool who does absurdly fake science. Oh, that's Elon Musk. I'm not a scientist. I wouldn't say that, but Musk did. So anyway, real quick, and we'll go to the phones and I'll come back to this because I think it's important. What I found, just a little bit of digging, everything's so busy, we're so inundated. I don't think we should go away from this. I think we should stick on this, and this should be the question. Why are we still doing this when this was all based on a sham? And by the way, who's bringing charges against this fellow? Who put Ferguson up to all this bad science? With whom is he in cahoots? That's the first question. Who put him up to it? Who's he working with? The second question is, will he and his co-conspirators be brought up on charges for all the damage, hardship, and loss of life they've caused? Because they should be. And let's not kid ourselves. There's no way Ferguson is his own man, if you know what I mean. No more than Chris Murray is his own man. So, you know, IHME was launched in June 2007 based on a core grant of $105 million from the Gates Foundation. I've mentioned that before. But back to the Imperial College London. And I think I'll read John Fund's National Review article. It's not that long. I'll probably get to that here in a little bit. But quickly, the underwriting of the Imperial College London by the Gates Foundation. You can go find on the International Aid Transparency Initiative website, IATI, it's IATIregistry.org. And if you go there, IATIregistry.org/publisher/BMGF, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, BMGF. You can see a series of data sets there that are categorized alphabetically. You click on I, obviously Imperial College London. It's a large file to download. I forget exactly how large. 1.1 megs, that's not that bad. Pretty small, actually. And you can, you know, use Microsoft Excel. You run a filter on it and just select Imperial College London. You download the CSV file, obviously, into Excel if you want, or some other thing, obviously. I'm being sort of facetious. And you can see for yourself that the International Aid Transparency Initiative lists more than 200 Imperial College London grants from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation since 2006, totaling more than $310 million. I'd say that's fairly significant. I wonder if there's a larger source of funding for the Imperial College London in the last 15 years, particularly of the work that Ferguson's doing. That's some like basic, you know, high level. That's not even digging. That's what's laying around. That's the low hanging stuff, or the stuff that fell on the ground, probably. $310 million since 2006. A quick search on the Gates Foundation website for Imperial College London returns 61 search results, including grant OPP, how clever, 1210755, which lists the following Imperial College London, obviously date March 2020. How convenient. Was this a reward? Oh, no, it's for malaria. So, of course not. Just like the cryptocurrency patent is not, you know, related to implantables because it doesn't mention them. Right. Any more than it mentions the cryptocurrency platform that it applies for. So, you know, use your head. Because it doesn't mention a cryptocurrency platform. I guess it's not for cryptocurrency, is it? So could it be used for different cryptocurrency platforms, perhaps? Could it be intended to be? Okay, and in the same fashion, could it be intended to be used for different kinds of hardware or in conjunction with different kinds of hardware? Anyway, you know what I'm saying. For those that are a little slow. So date March 2020. Purpose, to develop a new tool for malaria control and elimination in sub-Saharan Africa. And that's interesting, too, because we're hearing a lot about malaria, anti-malaria drugs, aren't we? That's interesting. Amount of this grant, $79 million, which is obviously, you subtract that from $310 million, that's a much more handsome grant than I believe any previous grant to Imperial College London from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Was that a reward? Senator Chuck Grassley, somebody, please look into that. You're in our $10 million, $79 million in March to the Imperial College London. Amazing. I'm sure it's a coincidence. The same time the Imperial College London motto was being published was the same time the New York Times featured that headline, was the same time Anthony Fauci announced human trials of an as yet untested. I mean, think about it. Think about it. January 20 was patient zero in America, even though now we're hearing, well, France had cases in December, and there's strong evidence to believe, you know, maybe it came from, I'm still of a mind that there's a coterie of folks that includes Bill Gates that was supranational in orientation that did something evil, very sinister, along the lines of what Glenn and Philly mentioned, you know, the Last Crusade scenario. What are you going to do about it? Was the same time that Alex Azar invoked the PREP Act, was the same time that the Gates Foundation awarded the Imperial College London a $79 million grant. What are the motives? When you have a crime, what do people usually look for? Crimes of passion or money? Is there something valuable to take? Motive, means, opportunity? And I will dig in more on the Neil Ferguson. You know, when you understand what a fraud Ferguson has been, you will wonder, as many people have, why have, you know, the real scandal, as what's his name, John Fund put it in his article, is why did anyone ever listen to this guy? Stick around, I'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Yeah. Welcome back. Lots and lots and lots of things going viral. Another one that's gone viral is the Ventura County video from their press conference from the 4th, Monday. Dr. Robert Levin in particular. When you start thinking about contact tracing, I got more to say about that too. We'll come back to this. I'm going to go to the phones here in a second. But you start thinking about this, contact tracing and everything you've heard, you know, contact tracing, it's so important. It's never been so important ever, especially when you consider this a mild seasonal flu. You know, Dr. Drew Pinsky says, COVID is devastating. Okay, well, tell that to Chris Cuomo. Tell that to Brooke Baldwin. Tell that to Tom Hanks. Tell that to et cetera, et cetera. You and I don't know anyone who's sick right now or who's passed away, generally speaking. It's certainly not the pandemic that we're led to believe. Now, when you hear that it's super contagious, and you hear folks like Dr. Robert Levin saying, we're going to come find everybody that has it. Think about that. And the contact tracing. And you might not have it, but you know what? Odds are, if you do the math real quick, statistically, someone within your 6 degrees of separation will, and then it will find you and they will come knocking on your door. And, you know, yeah, we'll get back to that in a second. To the phones, Nancy in Ohio, thank you for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Nancy.
What I wanted to say is a little off topic, or quite a bit off topic, is that Is that okay if I talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
I have a family member that went on a job interview Monday. He's been a social worker 27 years. And on yesterday, he found out that he was not a cultural fit. And we are a little upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
What does cultural fit mean?
I could only speculate. That is that's one of those weird things that I can't fathom. In America, I don't know how you could. I don't know what that means.
Well, I don't know how someone can be in this profession for 27 years and all of a sudden they're not a cultural fit.
Yeah.
And
well, if I had to guess, and you know, I mean, there are some things. I'm just looking for that real quick in a search. I might read this during the break, but if I had to guess it, I would guess that it means you have values and you're not as morally depraved as, you know, someone would like. And I'm not being facetious. I really mean that. You know, it translates to that if I had to guess.
I get that. This is a person, a good person, and looking for someone, looking for employment where there are ethics. As mm-hmm. the last job he had, the place yeah. was not ethical, and things happened, and nothing was ever corrected.
We embrace all the colors of the rainbow here, really, because I don't see, as some folks have observed, I don't see black and white in your rainbow. Okay, you're probably not a good cultural fit.
Okay. I get that.
Something like that.
I get that. And it seems to me that, and I don't know how to explain this, I don't know how to say this, but it seems to me, had there been men that interviewed, it would have went differently.
Uh-huh.
And I think that women seem to cow to this kind of thinking. It doesn't make women look good.
Yeah.
And that's the best I can explain it.
Yeah,
it's sad that this is what it's coming to.
Yep.
And I think that it's been coming to this for a while.
I agree, and I don't think it's by accident either.
It's not by accident, no.
Yeah. No. We're headed to a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I know the person to ask, Nancy, and so I'm asking him. And if anybody knows from a Christian perspective, he'll know. And he's, you know, a guy who's trafficked in Fortune 100 circles, Fortune 50, Fortune 25, I think even. So I'll let you know what he says.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call.
The data point, by the way, I think was USAFacts.org. It's inpatient cost per stay, I think, that I was thinking of, and it's gone up from $2,000, around $6,000, to around double cost per stay. And they're, you know, they're probably correlating data points, and that, is, again, is a rough metric, but I just remember seeing that and seeing that line going up and thinking. So you have inpatient cost per stay, you have the baby boomers, meaning lots of them, times increasing cost per stay, and hey, if you're a eugenicist like Andrew Cuomo or Bill Gates, you know, or Anthony Fauci, who magically, psychically knew that the Trump administration would deal with, in this term, some kind of a pandemic. amazing. All these people, I'm telling you. Watch the, what are those crime dramas? Is it 2020 or Dateline or whatever it is? You know, the ones that they run over and over, like on Oprah's network. People get convicted and sent to prison on less than what we see happening right now. What I have mentioned, granted, it's circumstantial evidence, but people literally get sent to prison or less. I'll leave that at that for right now. Back to the phones. Richard in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, Chris, I usually just contribute a little bit, but now I'll tell you why I listen to your show. I look at this whole operation as corporate feudalism, and what I get from you is I find out what the vassals are doing, and they will never be punished because the vassals are seeking the ear of the powers that be. We, the slaves, have really no... we're just animals to be experimented on, I guess is the best way to put it. We're to be used as consumers.
No serfs and in a fiefdom. Struggles
producers.
For fiefdoms. Yeah.
There you go. And the technique they use is called social engineering. And part of that technique says they have to have voluntary consent. They have to tell us what they're going to do. And then when they do it, we've already given our consent because we never opposed what they were going to do or stated an opposition. And so what I'd like to do today is tell you why they're doing what they're doing, if you're interested in that.
Sorry, could you ask the question one more time, please?
Well, rather than explain what they're doing and how they're doing it, do we want to know why they're doing it?
Why they're
doing this program, why they're doing coronavirus.
I mean, yes and no. I'd rather just send people to prison than know why Jeffrey Dahmer decided to murder a bunch of people, you know?
Well, no,
but
this
yes,
is different.
Sure.
This is follow the money trail.
Yeah.
I'd still rather
people just go to prison.
Well, yeah, that's true, bottom line. But there's a company called SRS Roco, and they put out a report. They're a gold and silver company. And in 2016, they put out an article called "The Coming Breakdown of U.S. and Global Markets Explained."
When was that put out?
2016. Mm-hmm. And they were predicting what was going to happen in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And the basis of what they were saying is EROI. Energy returned on invested. And basically, as hunter-gatherers, for every unit of energy invested, we got 10 back. And then we started becoming more technologically efficient and involved, and that kept going down. And basically, our modern food system with our tractors and fertilizers and et cetera, is in reverse. It's 1 to 10. For every 10 units invested, essentially, we only get one back.
Right. The point of
that
diminishing
return.
That
kept going down the more technologically we became. And right. We're now well past 30 to 1. And why that's significant is because what's happening is, like in the 70s, when we crossed the line of efficient use of energy, bottom line, we used debt to maintain our standard of living. And still produce food and transportation and et cetera, et cetera. And I'm sure the powers that be know this. I mean, that's why they're doing what they're doing, because they knew this whole thing was going to fall apart, not because of the price of oil or the availability of oil, but the availability of profit in the system that they created. So they're using the coronavirus to essentially dig themselves out of the hole and blame it all on a situation that is causing fear and getting us to do to ourselves what they really want us to do in corporate feudalism.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the point was crossed in 1970, and then they used shale oil for a little bit to still make a profit. But now, essentially, they're completely going into the hole.
I feel like we're circling back around to Michael Rupert was right again. Like I said last time you called.
Well, that's it. And basically what happened in between 2011 and 2016, the oil companies went from a surplus of $16.3 billion to a deficit of $18.1 billion. Okay, this is hitting them in the pocketbook. Okay, and we're expendable slaves. So they don't need the consumerism and the slaves anymore, because with technology they've gotten around that. But they're trying to transform us into a system that, quote-unquote, doesn't deplete their oil cash flow. And to show you exactly kind of why this is significant is, here was this paper's presentation on what's going to happen by 2020, which is where we are. And there's 6 points. One is the standard investing practice of putting 95 to 99% of one's wealth in stocks, bonds, and real estate will be dead forever. Entire sections of cities and suburbs will experience a 75% plus decline in economic activity. This will destroy the value of most forms of real estate. No longer will investors be concerned about earning a yield or growing their wealth. Instead, investors will protect wealth as best they can. Big investors such as Warren Buffett will watch their wealth evaporate, never to return. Whole service industries and employment careers will distinguish. Your last caller was talking about that. Watch as restaurants, retail stores close doors by thousands forever. The highly complex supply chain system that delivers goods will break down considerably. Trade will move to more regional or local systems. Well, each one of these steps has taken place based on the coronavirus as the enemy, not as the system that these people put in place, Rockefeller, Carnegie, et cetera, with the dependence on oil. So they skate free and blame it all on quote-unquote, a medical problem. I think it's a pretty good plan, don't you?
I would agree, with the caveat being the last point there is the opposite of what's being called for. You know, we're still hearing the clamor of, you know, only a global government can solve our problems. And I mentioned Ursula von der Leyen's fundraiser earlier this week, and she's been, you know, she's the globalist insider mouthpiece, European Union president, who really has been fairly forthcoming, though in very roundabout sort of terms. But still, it's all, you know, this, the only hope that for mankind is a vaccine and a global governing authority with an iron fist.
Oh yeah, well, that's the corporate feudalism. That's exactly the master plan, and these are the vassals that are trying to get us there without putting up a struggle. I mean, they don't want resistance. They want us to buy into the whole program and be compliant. And that's been the plan, you know, like I've pointed out, since the Caesars, since the year one. And they've been marching to that tune ever since, with some bounces and peaks and valleys, et cetera, et cetera. But in general, the program is coming through.
Well, I see your point. And
and since your reader... I would recommend to you and the other people listening a book called The Emotional Plague, and you'll like the subtitle, The Root of Human Evil, and it's by an ergonomist, Charles Kona, K-O-N-I-A, he's a M.D. But bottom line, you find out that we're perpetuating or being perpetuated as the slaves in a system that essentially is allowing us to participate in this, and not considering the fact that, as you've pointed out, there's an evil aspect to this whole thing you know, you base it on religion. I don't base it on religion, but that's our difference. But you know, this thing has been documented, and we keep buying into it. And one of the major ways we buy into it is we've completely removed ourselves from nature. Okay, the person that just lost his job, why doesn't he get a bunch of other people together and they start gardening and growing their own food?
Yeah.
all of us could do that. We could be what this country was founded on, self-reliance and independence and freedom, but we don't. We're tied into the system. That's the emotional plague. So, you know, I'll continue to listen to you. I really enjoy you. I'll contribute occasionally. You know, I think the program is set.
Well, I respect that. I mean, I know it's a well-reasoned position and not something that you came by lightly, so I certainly respect it.
Keep up the good work.
I appreciate it.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Richard. Yeah. Let me see. Before we wander too far off, let me come back to... I don't think this needs to happen. And, you know, there are all kinds of extenuating factors. And I don't want to get too far off into that, but maybe I'll just come back to that. We'll do this instead. Let's listen to Ventura County's own Dr. Robert Levin, Health Director, Ventura County Public Health, and see what he has to say.
We're beginning a program today, and it's a pilot program, which will certainly grow into something larger and larger, and that is a community contact tracing program. We've done contact tracing all along. That a contact is a person who's been exposed to someone that we document to have the COVID infection. When we find someone who has a COVID infection, those people are immediately isolated. But we also work with them to figure out who their contacts were. Luckily, because you have been doing such a great job of cooperating and staying indoors, staying isolated, it used to be there were 10 contacts, at least, for every patient that we would find. Now, it looks like there are probably only 2 or 3 or 4 contacts, not surprisingly, because most people have been staying away from others. And that's good news. But the purpose of this program is to bring on people. We're going to start with 10 people. We may bring on up to 50 or even more as the program grows and as we see the needs for it. As we do more testing, we will find more and more people who have COVID-19. And again, we'll isolate every one of them, and we will find every one of their contacts, and we will make sure that they stay quarantined, and we'll check in with them every day. In other words, what this program means is that we're going to do a more complete job, and we're going to do a more meticulous job of making it less and less possible for others in the county.
So, to, I think, sort of bridge the gap there, you know, to what Richard said, when I hear Dr. Robert Levin, Health Director, Ventura County Public Health, I think of that scene from Saving Private Ryan, you know, the German soldier stabbing scene. Give up. You know, and it's in sort of Levin's voice and George Bernard Shaw, you know, give up. You have no chance. Let's finish it. It's easier for you, much easier. It'll be over soon. Shh, just you've been, since you've been so good and cooperative, it'll be over soon. It's gross. I'm disgusted and horrified listening to Health Director Robert Levin, Ventura County Public Health. This is, as Mojave Sheriff Doug Schuster said, this is not the America I grew up in. Stick around, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. I think that Arizona Sheriff Mojave County, Arizona Sheriff Doug Schuster has a great point. And you know what? As he said, according to the Constitution, it should apply equally to all. So if it's masks and gloves, it applies equally to all. And that includes all of you government people who are smiling, doing these little press conferences in your little Andy Warhol 15 minutes of fame. And it includes news celebrities. You know, it includes all of them. Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, Bill de Blasio, Lori Lightfoot, Steve Bullock, Larry Hogan, Gavin Newsom, everybody, Whitmer, Northam, Inslee, Little, Deborah Burks and her goofy, weird appearances, Anthony Fauci, Redfield, Azar, Girard, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Adam Schiff. How long will Adam Schiff stay out of prison? Is he headed for jammies soon? I can't believe that guy. I mean, the hubris, the absolute detachment from reality. What is going on there? Is that some kind of psyop? I mean, he has that same Adam Lanza kind of look that Mark Zuckerberg has, that Jeff Bezos had, that Bill Gates had. You know, doesn't Adam Schiff kind of look like an older Adam Lanza? He always has to me. And he is completely detached from reality these days. I mean, buddy, based on what I'm reading, you need to find a good lawyer. I just don't understand it. So everybody should be in masks and gloves. If it's, you know, it should apply equally to all. And how long do you think that would last? And speaking of that, Dr. Dan Erickson had a great point in that April 22nd press conference, talking to the media folks, the reporters on scene, saying, you know, things are different when you're getting a paycheck, but if you're not getting a paycheck, so it should apply equally to all. And I hear echoes of Smedley Butler and War is a Racket for some reason. You know what? If everyone's locked down, if Shelley Luther and her stylists are not working or they're not receiving a paycheck, no one is. I'm ready. Are you? Let's do it. Let's do this. How long do you think that would last? And that doesn't mean that you can go to your slush fund, Bill Gates, or your food storage, or the Svalbard seed vault. Nope, can't do it. I'm ready. Are you? Let's do it. Third hour coming up. Stick around. I'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.